The Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute has partnered with the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the U.S. Forest Service in a breeding program for the Appalachian brook trout. I spoke with the Institute's director, Dr. Anna George, and conservation assistant, Kathleen Alford, to learn about this ongoing research program. Last August, the first group of baby Appalachian brook trout were released into their native habitat. There are many types of trout in the rivers and streams of Tennessee, but according to Anna George, this particular trout is native to the area.
There's three main trout that we find here in Tennessee. A lot of anglers are aware of rainbow trout. We also eat those in restaurants quite a bit, and brown trout. But the only native trout to Tennessee is the Southern Appalachian brook trout. And they are, in my opinion, the prettiest of these trout. They have bright red bellies and fins. They've got golden spots on their back. And they really remind me of a fall fish, which is perfect because they spawn in the fall. And to my knowledge, they're the only native fish that does spawn in the fall. Most of our fish are out there in the spring with their bright colors. So it's really nice to see this brightly colored fish in Tennessee streams in the fall.
You captured some of these fish for breeding purposes last year?
Yes. Last October in 2012, we went out and caught about 50 broodstock. So these were adults that looked like they were probably ready to reproduce. And so we brought those back into captivity and captured their eggs and their sperm and created baby brook trout in the lab. So these babies that we released were actually born and raised literally at the Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute. Southern Appalachian brook trout are unique partly because they stay small. This trout in the wild reaches a maximum of about 8 inches. So they're a pretty small little trout. And these babies, some of them were 4 inches long. So they were well on their way to, you know, being full grown and should be really able to survive in the wild now that they're that size.
Is there a real need to help these fish reproduce? What's going on with the population?
Southern Appalachian brook trout, though they are Tennessee's native trout, unfortunately have the smallest range in Tennessee at this point. They're down to about 3% of their historic range in North Carolina and Tennessee. So that's definitely a level where we start to get very concerned about whether the species can survive in the wild without more help. A lot of factors have influenced this fish, much like what we see for other fish throughout Tennessee. It started with very heavy logging and unsustainable logging practices. In the 1880s and the 1930s, there were pretty huge impacts on our watersheds at that point. And trout, as many other fish, but specifically trout, really need a forested watershed. And the area of land, we call it a riparian zone, that's the transition between a terrestrial or land environment to an aquatic environment, is really important to trout. They love cool, clear water, and that riparian zone, when it has a lot of trees, is really good at keeping the temperature of the streams cool, and it's also really good at filtering any pollutants that might enter the creek. The tree roots are very good at grabbing up any soil and keeping that tightly bound so that the dirt doesn't impact our streams and they stay very nice and clear. So logging was a really big influence on our Southern Appalachian brook trout. On top of that, we've also introduced rainbows and brown trouts across the range of Southern Appalachian brook trout and elsewhere. They're really popular fish for angling. But unfortunately, it's really hard for our native trout to compete with them, in large part due to the size difference, because Southern Appalachian brook trout are so tiny. So these have all just kind of added up to a situation where we don't see a lot of Southern Appalachian brook trout. There's many people out there who are very purist fly fishermen, and they want the chance to catch a native trout for Tennessee. And it's a unique part of our ecosystem that needs a little bit of help right now. So we saw an opportunity where we could start to rear Southern Appalachian brook trout in captivity and restore them to parts of their historic range where we did have a good forested watershed that was protected. And if there were barriers in place to prevent the rainbow trout or brown trout from getting up into the range of the brook trout.
When you talk about an endangered species, there's a scale that goes for something that is definitely endangered or something that might be in danger if not taken care of. Where does the brook trout fall in this range?
It's difficult to say exactly how endangered brook trout are right now because their range is very broad across eastern North America. They've also been introduced into the western U.S., and they do very well competing with rainbow trout in the western United States. What's a problem is that here in the southeast, we see a large decline of Southern Appalachian brook trout, and we know that the problems that they're facing aren't going to go away immediately. They're one of the fish that we expect to be most impacted by climate change. Because they live in high elevation, cool streams, if temperatures rise, that's going to be a huge problem for our brook trout. hemlock mortality from the woolly adelgid right now. A lot of brook trout are found in streams that have a hemlock buffer around the edges. So that would be something else that would be a large concern for southern Appalachian brook trout. So we can't say exactly how endangered brook trout are in the southeast, but we know that they definitely need our help. They are down to 3% of their historic range, and that's certainly a point at which we know that it's time to intervene with some conservation efforts.
The southern brook trout is very small, like you said, and it's hard to compete. But northern brook trout are much larger.
One thing that's complicated for brook trout conservation is that there's a huge difference in populations across their range in eastern North America. The northern strain of brook trout are much larger fish. They're much hardier, and they've even been introduced into some streams in the southeast. Our southern Appalachian brook trout is a distinct group. It's really hard to explain how we consider these different, but they're not different species. But somewhere around Virginia, we see genetically a southern strain of brook trout takeover, and these tend to be smaller fish with a unique genetic signature. One of the complicating parts of this program is knowing that in the southeast, we have a much higher genetic diversity in our brook trout, but it's very partitioned, so each population has a unique genetic signature, and we have to be very thoughtful about how we rear and reintroduce these brook trout so that we maintain these genetic signatures and we don't confuse the issue. The genetic signature essentially means that each population is very adapted locally for the stream in which they occur. So we want to make sure we can preserve not only the species of brook trout and then not only the southern Appalachian brook trout, but also the unique genetic diversity that occurs in all of these different populations.
On August 29th, you had a release. 255 brook trout were released back into the waters. How was this accomplished and who helped you do it?
The Brook Trout Project is a partnership between TWRA and U.S. Fish and Wildlife, the U.S. Forest Service, a couple of different universities, as well as the Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute. So this was a big endeavor. On the 29th, we packed up all of our brook trout in styrofoam boxes with ice because we had to keep them nice and cold. And we drove them up to Hampton Cove Creek, which is near Roan Mountain, Tennessee. So about 3.5 hours from Chattanooga. And this is the stream where their parents were taken from last fall. When we got to Hampton Cove, we acclimated the fish. So we made sure that their temperature and their water chemistry matched. And then we didn't just dump them into the river like you might think. We actually hiked up the riverbed for about 3 miles and in each appropriate microhabitat, so each little pool at the base of a waterfall where there's enough space, where there's lots of oxygenation of the water, we put 2 to 5 fish. We hope this really helped the brook trout to distribute themselves in a natural way. If we had taken them all to the highest point of the river and just put them all together, they would have figured it out, but it would have been a lot more competition, a lot more stress on the fish. So by distributing them in these appropriate microhabitats, we felt like we mimicked that natural distribution that we've seen with the adult fish that we've captured in the past and just really helped those fish have a better chance of survival in the wild. So it was a long day. It was a strenuous day of hiking and up and down the mountain and up and down the waterfalls in this first order stream system, but it was a lot of fun, and I think that we really gave those fish a good opportunity and the best circumstance to survive.
The brook trout will be monitored over the next 3 years by a Tennessee Tech graduate student through a magnetic tag under the skin of the trout that were released. Kathleena Alford encourages people to follow the progress of the Appalachian brook trout.
The Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute Facebook page is a great place to monitor this type of work. We put lots of pictures, lots of information about what's going on, not only with the brook trout project, but with all of our conservation projects going on in the region.
One of the things that's unique about this project is we're in such early stages that we have a lot of I don't knows. And it's really exciting as a scientist to be on that stage of a project where we're still thinking of all the things we need to research.
For more information or to monitor the research, visit the Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute on Facebook. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.